This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I wonder if you would recommend locking down schools if you had to do it all over again.
Well, you know, again, it's first of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down.
Survey said!
When we had community spread, I recommended to the president that we shut the country down.
I'm caught in my own web of lies. This is all blowing up in my face.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Explain to us the health of our economy right now.
It's pining. It's not paining. It's passed on. It's rung down the curtain and joined the choir invisible.
This is not an economy that's in recession.
We're in a transition, and it feels unique because it is unique.
Make no mistake. Democrats are trying to put lipstick on a pig.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the number is, as always, 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. You just heard Fauci lying again. He never recommended shutting down the country. But there are innumerable examples of him. We could have pulled 9-10 just, you know, off of what's being posted on the internet. And I'm sure that's just a very brief number that he said that the country should be shut down. He'd like to shut the country down again, but he can't tell the truth. The truth, he's like Biden. The truth is not in him. He can't help himself. Anyway, I wanted to start off, though, with something I thought was very interesting. I don't usually pay too much attention to polls, you know, especially this far out. But this poll is so amazing that I wanted to mention it. It's the 2024 New Hampshire Democrat poll. And it's put out, it's called the Granite State Poll. It's put out by the Survey Center at the University of New Hampshire. And this is the same outfit that last month had DeSantis slightly ahead of, within the margin of error, over President Trump among Granite State Republicans. And of course, the significance here is that it's the first in the nation primary, or at least it is temporarily there. The Democrats are always making noise about changing the date and taking it away from New Hampshire. That would be bad for Maggie Hassan, I think, because it means millions of dollars to the New Hampshire economy when it's the first. She's the incumbent senator, very lucky to have been selected or elected in 2016. Yeah, she beat Kelly Ayotte, the incumbent Republican, by fewer than 1,000 votes. But still, it's still the first in the nation primary as we speak. And so they asked today, who among Democrats in New Hampshire, who would you vote for in the presidential primary in 2024?
Biden's losing it.
This is, I mean, again, you're going to be astounded by this if you haven't heard it. It just came out a couple hours ago. Buttigieg, believe it or not, 17%. He's ahead of Biden, his boss, nominally. Biden has 16%. To Buttigieg is 17%. The fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren, from the neighboring state of Massachusetts, by way of Oklahoma and Texas and Pennsylvania, has 10%.
Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg is here today.
And the fake Indian, Warren, is tied with Gavin Newsom, Governor Hairgel, who just survived a recall election recently. Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, who, is supposedly the worst employer on Capitol Hill out of all the 535 senators and congressmen. She's the one who's the least likely to be a good boss. Amy Klobuchar has 9%. Bernie Sanders, who is a year older than Brandon Biden, has 8%.
Blah, 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 blah.
And by the way, one of the problems is 78% of New Hampshire residents across the board, Republican and Democrat, say they are very or somewhat concerned about Brandon's age, including 88% of Republicans, 75% of Democrats, and 65% of independents. So anyway, after Sanders, we're down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seventh is Kamala Harris, the vice president. At 5% is AOC. What's so funny? Those aren't very good numbers. At 5%, in eighth place, is AOC. 5%. Hillary Clinton, despite the fact that she obviously wants to run, I don't think she can. I really don't believe she can, after it's come out that she was involved in the Russian collusion hoax. I still think that's a disqualifier, even though the mainstream media, the state-run media, will cover it up. I think that's a disqualifier. She's at 3%, tied with Stacey Abrams, who's going to lose the governor's race again. But hey, you know, Beto O'Rourke lost the Senate race in Texas, and he ran for president, didn't he? And he lost the race for president, and now he's going to lose the race for governor. Maybe Robert Francis O'Rourke will come back. At 2% is Cory Booker. But then you have Gretchen Whitmer, Michigan, 1%. Chris Murphy, a lightweight from Connecticut, 1%. J.B. Pritzker, he's a heavyweight candidate. He would be the fattest president since William Howard Taft. Most people have forgotten William Howard Taft, but he was the president from 1909 to 1913. According to legend, I don't know if this is true or not, he got stuck in a bathtub. He was so fat. Yes, Grace.
My brother's second grade teacher was like a great granddaughter of William Howard Taft.
He was not a bad president.
Very fake
news. I think he got,
no, it's true news. And the bathtub thing was always talked about.
Yeah. No, it's probably the most famous thing about the guy. He got appointed to the Supreme Court later on, and his Robert Taft, I don't know if it was his son or his grandson, was the senator from Ohio, and he ran against Eisenhower, almost got the Republican nomination in 1952, and then the next generation was a Republican senator from Ohio. But anyway, the point about William Howard Taft is he was obese. I mean, he was really obese. And Pritzker, J.B. Pritzker, as he's known in Illinois, J.B. the Hutt, because he's so, he's a blob. He's been running around, campaigning in New Hampshire, Maine, Iowa, because he wants to escape Illinois, obviously. It's a basket case. It's probably in worse shape than New York or Massachusetts. He's at 0%. Ditto Gina Raimondo. Ditto Jared Polis. But here's even crazier stats. Second choice among likely Democrat primary voters this month in New Hampshire. Again, first in the nation primary. The second choice. You know where Joe Biden comes in? This one, I'll just ask you, Taylor. You haven't seen the poll, I don't think.
I have seen the poll.
You have? Okay. So then I guess I don't need to ask you. He has 2%. He's the second choice of 2% of Democrats. So that puts him, Cory Booker is number one, then Buttigieg, then Bernie, Stacey, the fake Indian, AOC, Hillary, Gavin Newsom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. He's 12th. He's tied for 12th place with Gretchen Whitmer in second choices. I don't think this really bodes well for Biden's reelection prospects. Not that I thought he was ever going to run, but this is even more devastating. This is a hard one to explain away. And again, you can't say this is a Republican poll because it's UNH, it's a university. And again, this is the same polling outfit, the Survey Center at UNH in Durham, that gave DeSantis a marginal edge over Trump in the Republican sample that they did last month. 844-500-4242. What do you make of this poll? I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that first impression comes from your smile. If you've been procrastinating for over 2 years now about going back to the dentist, it's time to stop dragging your feet. The longer you wait, the more of a headache it's going to be. Whether you just need a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning or more complicated work, the only place to go is Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It is the best dental office you've ever been to. Certainly the best dental office I've ever been to, and I think you'll agree. It's summer, and you have the opportunity to make the summer of 2022 the season for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? This summer, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire right now. They are conveniently located off Route 3, and they have plenty of parking. You can reach Dr. Houghton and his crew at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com. He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get you $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider, and they have been on the front lines fighting for your values. Patriot Mobile has plans for almost any budget, and they offer the same great nationwide coverage as do all the major carriers, just without the wokeness. Go to patriotmobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. Use the offer code Howie to get free activation. They'll walk you through it if you call them, and it's not a problem. I did it, so you can do it as well. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who is the most likely Democratic presidential nominee if it isn't Joe Biden?
What are my choices? We just went over the...
Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Gavin Newsom, Bernie Sanders, or Elizabeth Warren.
There were other ones too, but that's all we decided to go with. I'm going to vote for Pete Buttigieg, not because he's the most qualified. He's definitely not qualified, but because he's gay.
He's running in the middle of the pack. That's a weird reason, by the way. 10%. 13% say Amy Klobuchar. Bernie Sanders, 14%. 53% say Gavin Newsom.
You're kidding. He has a more disastrous record than Pete Buttigieg. He makes Pete Buttigieg look like he's competent. 844-500-4242. Sad news today for those of us who remember the golden age of television. Tony Dow, also known as Wally Cleaver on Leave It to Beaver, will not be down for breakfast. He's dead at the age of 77. So there's only Beaver left. Beaver's the last one left. I don't know about the supporting actors like Lumpy and Whitey, but Beaver's the only one of the nuclear family left. 844-500-4242. Ross, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ross.
Hey, Howie, just a point of correction. I just heard a news report saying that Tony is in hospice. He's not quite room temperature yet, so he's still still with us.
Okay,
according to CBS News.
All right, it's being reported. It's being reported on just about everywhere on the internet that he's dead. But okay, go ahead.
Yeah. But anyways, I've been telling myself for about a year now, nobody will listen to me, but I think if she throws her Che Guevara beret into the ring, Michelle Obama is a shoo-in. You know, if Michelle decides to take on the mantle, she is going to be one.
But I don't think she wants it, though, Ross. That's the thing. I mean, you know, she's a multi-millionaire heading to billionaire status without having to do a thing, which is what she's been doing her entire life. Why would she want to trade it in for all the headaches, you know?
But power is
the ultimate aphrodisiac. I understand all that, but I don't think it is the it is for people who get hooked on it, but not everybody gets hooked on power, just like not everybody gets hooked on fentanyl or gambling or alcohol, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I just thought you could be. I mean, she would be hard to beat, that's for sure, but I don't see it in the cards for some reason. Thanks for the call, Ross. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, hi there, Howie. I'm also polling at 0%, and I'm not even in the poll.
And you probably don't weigh 400 pounds either, like J.B. Pritzker.
Not even close. You could make three of him out of me. I mean, I could make out of the other way around.
All right. Thanks for the call, Bill. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. First of all, I'd like to apologize for the 80% of the rest of New Hampshire, which isn't located in liberal Rockingham County. And a couple quick stats to go along with the stats, whether they're lies, damn lies, and their statistics. Only 48% of the students at UNH are in state. And that out in Rockingham County, Durham, that area, although I'm sure there's some conservatives there, is mostly Moonbat North. So if what you've got is a statistic of who's flying over the cuckoo's nest. So
well, the poll was taken just this month. So I would assume most of the UNH out of state students are back home in the Hamptons. Or some other, or Montgomery County, Maryland, some of those nice ritzy liberal limousine liberal areas, right, Zebra?
Well, it's possible, or they could have just walked out the block to see who was hanging around in Durham. We're talking about a bunch of lazy people that want to get to the pub by the afternoon or play video games. So I don't know how far afield they went. They certainly didn't come into my neighborhood and ask me.
I don't know. I'm really surprised that Biden is that low. I mean, I know he was down. They asked him the favorable, unfavorable ratings too here. And, Joe Biden was at, among Democrats. Among everybody in New Hampshire, according this month, he's got a 22% favorability rating in New Hampshire and a 59% unfavorable rating, which is, that's about what he is nationwide, maybe a little lower than before. The only one, AOC is even less popular than he is, according to all New Hampshire residents. She's got a 21% favorability rating and a 59% unfavorable. Listen to this one. Kamala Harris, 21% favorable, 63% unfavorable. She's got the highest unfavorables of anybody in the poll. Oh, excuse me. I stand corrected. Hillary Clinton, 17% favorable, 68% unfavorable. So people in New Hampshire apparently are following the Durham investigation, and they know that she's got up to her eyeballs in well, among other things, the Russian collusion hoax. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to give us a call here on this July date. Well, the president recuperates from one of his maladies. He says he's feeling better from COVID. No word on asthma, cancer, or dementia. But he's recovering from his COVID.
But because I'm in the last day of having been diagnosed with COVID, I'm feeling great. I hope it comes across that way as well. I hope I look as great as I feel here. But for, you know, and you're well, you know what I mean. And I hope that sounded awful, didn't it? I never look that good. I hope I look as good as I usually do, which is not that good.
Oh, boy.
May we quote you on that, Mr. President? By the way, a verdict is in the case of Victor Pena, the crazy lunatic who needed a Spanish translator. He raped and kidnapped a 23-year-old woman who was a little tipsy leaving a bar in Quincy Market in Boston in 2019. He took the stand in his own defense, and it took the jury about 10 minutes to convict him of rape and kidnapping this afternoon.
Oh, I remember that. And they found her
in the apartment.
Yeah.
They traced the cell phone.
The cell phone. That was horrific.
Yeah, she's very lucky she's still alive. That guy was a real nut.
A real nut. Yeah. And they had the footage of it, right? They had the camera footage of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there it is. So he's been convicted. So for once, a jury did the right thing, and it didn't take it very long. And the jury was in Suffolk County, too, so that's a good sign.
Well, we've been seeing a lot of juries coming out with decisions that people are getting on board with. And
not in the District of Columbia.
No, but, I mean, in general, you're seeing...
In America.
Yeah, in America. Yeah. And I did read a piece saying that this is kind of a sign that people are sick of the chaos. Yeah,
yeah,
they want a feeling of a little bit of safety and stability. All right, Howie, let's get into some of the news. The big story of the day is that the White House is not acknowledging that there could be a recession. We're still waiting on that Thursday report, but it's looking based off their spin.
It's a transition.
That it's going to be a transition. Yeah, this is. And when you think about it, Howie, you've been having a lot of transitions. We have the transition from fossil fuels to green energy. We have gender transitions. And now we have the economic transition.
Right. From money in your pocket to bust it out. Yeah. Flat broke.
I don't like this transition.
No, this isn't my kind of transition. I like it when it goes the other way.
Yeah, and I know, Howie, that today you're going to be talking a lot about 2024 as far as that New Hampshire poll goes. Donald Trump is also in D.C. today giving a speech, as is Mike Pence.
It's like they're stalking one another. You know how they do it in statewide campaigns. They have a someone goes around from the other campaign and videotapes everything in case you screw up and say something stupid. It's almost like they're because they were both in Arizona on Friday, right? Now they're both in D.C.
Yeah, they're orbiting each other.
Yeah, I wonder if the FBI Nazi squad is going to be out. You know, with waving Nazi flags and, you know, doing their Fed insurrection thing. Like they were, you know, they were in Tampa on over the weekend, you know, with their freshly opened new creased Nazi flags. They were all, does the FBI have a unit, you know, that just does Fed insurrections? Is this like, you know, in high school, you know, it's an extracurricular, like the marching band?
Well, if The feds are busy this weekend. They can always call up the Lincoln Project. I'm sure that they have some
they can fill
spare
in.
Time.
Yeah, they can round out if there are not if there are too many members of the FedSurrection FBI squad on vacation this week, they can just fill in with the Lincoln Project, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll bet though that you're going to have some Nazi protesters outside because that's part of the gig now. I mean, everybody knows they're feds of some form or another, but they still go out there.
Yeah, and
it's performance art, like AOC and Ilhan Omar with their hands behind their backs.
The invisible handcuffs. Yeah, so 2024 is getting a lot of attention, and the media wants to make the story about DeSantis versus Trump, but I think more people are interested right now in whether or not Joe Biden is going to run. Representative...
The answer is no. I mean, it's how long he's going to last, I think. That's the answer. That's the question, isn't it?
Yes, and well, the other question for reporters to ask to these Democrats is, are you going to support Joe Biden if he runs? And that's a question that Representative Cori Bush did not want to answer. She was being interviewed by KSDK at her campaign office, and she was asked if she would support Joe Biden running for a second term, and she was skittish, to say the least, when answering this question.
Play it. She answers the question without answering it. Here it is. We'll have it in just a moment. We'll have it in a moment.
And what is exactly the White House's definition of a recession?
Again, I'm not going to define it.
Do you want to see Joe Biden run for a second term?
She's got to go.
Yeah,
that's an easy question. That's not going to take long. Do you want to see Joe Biden?
I don't want to answer that question because we have not. That's not. Yeah, I don't want to answer that question.
Okay.
I mean, he's the president. He has the right to run for a second term. Absolutely. I'd rather you not do that.
Okay,
answer.
So you got like 2 minutes to
be
in the car.
Yeah, no, I got to get to the.
Well, thanks very much,
Corey.
Yeah, it was an answer, wasn't it? The non-answer ended up being more of an answer than just a regular answer.
Right.
Yeah, and I like how she says he has the right to run, as if that was the reporter's question. Do you think that reporter's question?
You also have, Corey, and you have the right to remain silent, which you've exercised.
But Howie, and I'm sure you know this as well, but Bush is going up against a pro-Biden challenger, Steve Roberts, and he's taking this as an opportunity to say, well, I support Joe Biden. You know, I don't think there's any question about it.
Well, that should doom his primary campaign.
Speaking of Joe Biden, this is a random story in the New York Post, but I think you kind of like random stories like this, Howie. Joe Biden's been doing a lot of working from home.
Working.
Yes.
There go the invisible quotes.
WFH, as people like to say. And working from home, sometimes you got to set up some new stuff, you know?
Next time you come, I'm going to force you to have lunch with me in the Oval Office so you can see what I don't do.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Can't refuse an invitation like that.
Can't you just see him in the Oval Office?
Yeah. Well, sometimes when you work from home, you got to set up new things. You got to buy a printer. You know, you got to make a little mini office. Joe Biden's remote work setup includes a $7,000 rollable touchscreen. It's actually $7,300. It's a rollable touchscreen.
What does that mean, touchscreen?
You can touch the screen and it works as a mouse.
The device appears to be a Neat Board, a pricey gadget featuring a 65-inch 4K touchscreen and high-definition camera. Its Norway-based designer bills it as a complete meeting room package and a simple and elegant all-in-one device. So that is what he has been using as he works from home. So it's not cheap to work from home if you're Joe Biden.
So it's like a TV the size of this window, and
you
so it's kind of like life size. So
it's almost like what they use at, you know, during election time on CNN, and they'll press things and they'll say, oh, if you go over here.
So if he presses here, he gets me TV. If he presses here, he gets TV land.
Yeah, I don't
know. Is that the way it works?
I don't know what he's using it for per se. But it's definitely expensive. In other news, the FBI, according to Chuck Grassley, Senator Chuck Grassley.
Yeah, I'm going
to
get into this next hour.
Improperly discredited negative Hunter Biden information as disinformation and caused investigative activity to cease. Basically, what we knew the media was doing, the FBI and the DOJ were doing as well, according to this.
I think what's key here is, and I don't know that Grassley got into it in his letter, but his obviously his office gave the story to the to some friendlies in the press. The guy who was in charge of this operation is named Brian Outen, and he was also involved in Crossfire Hurricane, which is the Russian collusion hoax. And according to the Horowitz, the Inspector General of the Justice Department, everybody that was involved in the Russian collusion hoax, including Outen, was disciplined for this. So he was apparently at least investigated, if not disciplined, for taking part in the Russian collusion hoax. He was the one who insisted that they go after Carter Page, who was totally innocent. That's the one the Hillary's people said that he was bribed $11 billion.
He was the coffee boy, right?
Yeah, he was the coffee boy. Right. So after he's investigated for taking part in this Democrat dirty trick against President Trump, they put him back on the beat of creating another hoax, which is that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. I mean, I think the phrase that Chuck Grassley used, and I think it's totally correct, is thoroughly corrupt.
Corrupt to the core or something corrupt like that. You know what's a good way to put it too, Howie, is that this guy's job, this guy made a career out of debunking real news,
right,
and bunking
real investigations, fake news. Real investigations.
And
saying that and
debunking real investigations and bunking fake investigations.
Right. So if this guy had been in the Soviet Union, he would have been working for the KGB. If he'd have been in East Germany, he would have been working for Stasi. You know, I mean, that this guy is he's a political dirty trickster, Democrat on the government payroll.
Yeah. Sounds like a perfect fit for DC.
Right.
The greatest news is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth. Summer vacation soon. Bring your vehicle to Toyota of Portsmouth and get the proper maintenance done to get better gas mileage and safer travel. Book your appointment online at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Thank you, Howie.
We'll be talking more about this in the next hour, by the way. This is a pretty significant story. And I'm glad to see that they finally got a whistleblower in the
It's nice to know, right? There's some whistleblowers who aren't just against
Trump. How many people they got on the payroll? 30,000 people. They got one whistleblower? One whistleblower. Wow.
A diamond in the rough.
Thank you, whistleblower, whoever you are. You know, better late than never, I guess. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment. Just consider the current situation with foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt. The D.C. Democrats' only plan is to print more money. How's that been working out for you at the supermarket, at the gas station, anywhere? It's Jimmy Carter all over again on steroids. Whenever the world looks as bleak as this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and now it's happening again under this latest Democratic administration. It's time to diversify. That means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver as I do. Call 855-935-0483 to receive your no obligation Biden inflation report. That's 855-935-0483, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 855-935-0483. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. Call 855-935-0483. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
We'll be right back.
neither shoulder to cry on.
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
We'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right. Defensive Strategies, LLC, is a premier firearms training company in southern New Hampshire and is centrally located in Manchester, New Hampshire. Defensive Strategies, LLC, offers over 75 different courses in workplace security, home defense, personal security, firearms instructions, and more. While supplies last, you can purchase a $125 gift certificate for Defensive Strategies, LLC, for just $62.50, half price. $125 gift certificate for just $62.50. Purchases will be sent a code via email within 3 business days of purchase, which can be redeemed at Defensive Strategies LLC's website. With us now is Bob Boylard, Chief Instructor at Defensive Strategies. Bob, why should people take a course at Defensive Strategies?
Well, if you're going to buy a gun, you're going to learn how to use it, right?
Right.
So you know, buying a guitar doesn't make you a guitarist. So in New Hampshire, you don't have to take a class, but we highly recommend it.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you next. So you don't have to take a class, but you're right. I mean, you can't do much with a firearm if you don't know how to use it. I mean, you don't know whether the lock's on or not. And of course, you want to keep the lock on, except for when you don't want it to be on. So it does behoove everybody. How long does your basic firearms instruction course take?
Usually the basic classes are a full day. They usually start at 8 a.m. and go till about 4 p.m. or sometimes 5. It depends on how many people in class. So it's a full day in class, and then we bring you to the range and have you shoot some firearms.
And so let's just go back and see home defense. Now, what's the difference? So what do you learn in home defense, the home defense class?
Well, basically how to protect yourself in your house. Okay. We cover all the safety issues. We actually do an hour and a half of law so that you know when you can shoot, when you can't shoot. So, and that's very important because that's half the battle, knowing when you can shoot and when you can. And it basically comes down to is when do you have to shoot?
Okay. Now, is this just for people from New Hampshire, or can people from out of state take these courses?
Anybody can take it. Anybody from out of state, New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, doesn't matter.
How about Massachusetts? I mean, can you get the certificate from to take to the police station in Massachusetts?
Yes.
You can.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
So
we are Mass approved instructors. So we can issue Massachusetts basic firearm safety certificates.
Great. So that's the thing. I mean, it's just gotten, I think it's just gotten a little easier to get a permit in Massachusetts. I mean, at least temporarily, but you still need to have that certificate saying that you passed the course to get the permit.
The only thing that has changed in Massachusetts is they're not looking for, well, you don't have to prove that you have a need to carry a gun. So
that's a big change, as people can tell you who live in those the woke communities, shall we say, you know. So this is a place you can go to Defensive Strategies LLC. You can get you can take courses in all kinds of things: workplace security, home defense, personal security, firearms instruction. If you're in Massachusetts and you're near the border, this may be the easiest place to get your certificate of instruction that you need to get a license to carry in Massachusetts. And it's Defensive Strategies, and you can, right now, while supplies last, you can purchase a $125 gift certificate for just $62.50. Bob, anything else you want to say before we go?
Nope. Other than we'd love to see you in class.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. And you're right. You're conveniently located. You're right downtown, aren't you? Very easy to get to.
Yeah, we're right on top of Jacques Flowers on Mass Road in Manchester. Yeah.
very easy to get to. So check out Defensive Strategies LLC and see what they have to offer. Right now, they'll go to HowieCarshow.com and get a $125 gift certificate for just $62.50 and get all kinds of firearms instructions, over 75 different courses. I'm Howie Carr.